The state of Alaska has launched the opening salvo in a border dispute with the federal government over the western edge of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. At stake is a 20,000-acre wedge of land that the federal government counts as part of ANWR. But in a letter to the BLM today, the state asserts the government has mapped ANWR incorrectly. The state says the wedge of land between the Canning and Staines River is actually outside the refuge, according to a 1960 legal description of the refuge border. Marty Parsons, an official at the Alaska Division of Mining, Land and Water, says the state is laying claim to the land pursuant to the Statehood Act and ANILCA.
So it's the state's contention that those lands that we're now requesting were never withdrawn as part of the original Arctic Wildlife Refuge. And so, since they're not withdrawn, they're available to be conveyed to the state to complete its land entitlement.
The area is a few miles from the Point Thompson Field and may have development potential. The Parnell administration began reviewing the refuge border in 2011 after it received bids for oil and gas tracts on lands nearby. BLM spokeswoman Maureen Clark says the Bureau has received the state's letter and is checking to see if the matter was previously litigated. An earlier dispute over the coastal boundary of the refuge went to the U.S. Supreme Court and took nearly 20 years to resolve.